It's been a lot of fun. You know, it's obviously, you know, it's different. You know, you got to go through things that you don't have to go through, you know, a longer plane ride and all that stuff. But, I mean, to get over here and get settled in, it's been really cool. You know, I had the opportunity to go around and see some town and, you know, wander around a little bit these past couple of days. And, you know, it's definitely a neat experience, a cool place to be able to come play. Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's been a guy that week in and week out, you know, has really worked hard. You know, he's been a guy that that we're trying to get the ball, trying to get some plays for him because he's a really good athlete. You know, he's fast, he runs well, and, you know, is a good player and can make plays. So, obviously, he's somebody that we want to get the ball to.
What challenges does Dallas present?
You know, I think they don't do a whole lot, but what they do really well. You know, I think they're sound. They play really hard. They're a resilient bunch that gets after it and plays for four quarters every play. There's not a whole lot of time taken off, and you know, they're definitely some. They're very sound in what they do, which makes us have to be, you know, even more sharp in the things that we do. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, to hear you know, those guys say stuff like that is really cool. You know, they've been playing really well, you know, all year. And you know, they've been giving us a lot of opportunities, and, you know, I put them in some tough situations, and they've done well to hold up and, you know, get the ball back or hold into a field goal or whatever. So they've been playing really well, and, you know, I think to be able to hear that and have their support, you know, definitely makes me feel really good. Yeah, and, you know, it was something that Gus said, that I think we'll become closer and tighter as a team, you know, throughout this trip, because, you know, it is a really cool opportunity to be able to come over here and play. But it's also, like you said, a training camp type environment where we're going to be in the hotel walking across the practice, you know, for 5 days or 4 days or whatever. And it just gives us, you know, all that more time and more opportunities to spend time with each other. And, you know, it'll only make us tighter. Yeah, you know, I think they've done a really good job of making it, you know, as familiar as they possibly can. You know, everybody knows the time schedule is the same thing we do every week. You know, you're just sleeping in a different bed. But, I mean, they've done a really good job with it, and, you know, it's been normal so far. It's been fun. You know, everybody talks about how much faster the game is, which is obviously noticeable, but, you know, the guys on offense are just as fast as the guys on defense. So everybody kind of gets faster, and everybody's bigger and stronger. But I think, you know, the fact that the workload is a lot more, you don't have to worry about school and classes and all that stuff. You know, you can focus just on football. So, you know, football is really what you enjoy to do. You know, it's hard to beat. I think it's awesome. You know, I know that obviously you look at your schedule and you see a game scheduled in London. You know, it's kind of a cool thing. You know, I know we're excited to be here, excited to have the opportunity to play in front of, you know, talking to guys last year, a bunch of passionate fans, you know, that are learning the game, if some don't already know it. And, you know, so I know we're excited to be here. Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's a great opportunity for us and them. You know, it's something that they don't get to watch and see very often. So to have that opportunity to go watch, you know, a live NFL game, you know, I'm sure is something that a lot of people here, you know, look forward to every year. Right. You know, I think it's hard. I think you just got to try and take calculated risk and, you know, pick and choose your fights. You know, I think recognizing the situation of the game, you know, how's the defense playing, what's the time and situation and all that stuff, and really understanding kind of the flow of game and how things are going. Yeah, I think it's the same. I mean, it hasn't really wavered much. You know, people talk about rookie mistakes and all that stuff, and, you know, I think it's part of it. You know, you're going to make mistakes no matter if you're a rookie or in your 15th year, it's going to happen. So I think it's important to stay confident and understand, you know, what you need to do and, you know, continue to try and get it done.